Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Well, I lost faith in my electronic man for a minute. Indeed, welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks. This is David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Ada Marie, who has a retreat called the Golden Oracle in Oracle, Arizona. She's a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium, a healer, a life coach, and counselor. She grew up a farm in eastern Montana prairie, where she was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Surrounded by these remarkable seers, it was commonplace to communicate with heightened mental awareness. Being a seer, a survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. In her lengthy career, she's produced and starred in 32 television shows in the United States relating to color, dreams, channeling, and crystals, and she's appeared in 6 English television productions. She's been a featured guest on numerous radio shows, and she has taught metaphysical classes and authored and self-published 5 books. My dog is barking his affirmation in the background. For 25 years, she's hosted numerous seminars for students and corporations and held retreats in the Sedona area, which has led to her present retreat center in Oracle, Arizona. She has created a space for individuals who truly want to make a change in their life, a place for individuals to come and reconnect with their own personal being and leave with a sense of confidence, strength, and wisdom. And so it's with great pleasure that I introduce Ada Marie. Ada, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, and it is cool here in Arizona, amazingly enough, but even as cool as it is, I'm still.
Well, it's balmy up here in central New York, which is kind of unusual for this time of year, so we must be trading weather. Are you still with me, dear? Well, folks, I seem to have lost her for just a moment. What I'm going to do, if it's okay with the callers, is bring you on the line to talk about what you hope to achieve on the show, and I'm going to try calling her back. That way there won't be any dead space. Karen, I'm hoping you can help me out. Would you be willing to say why you called in?
Oh.
Oops.
That
Ada
might be
Marie?
Her.
Could be. All you never know in this radio broadcast business what's going to happen, especially when you're doing it out of a virtual studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. At any rate, I'm going to need to call her back and see what's going on.
Okay.
So if you can hold the line for a moment, we have other callers calling in, and I think I have found her. Hold on just a moment, Karen. Thank you for being willing to talk to me.
No problem.
Ada Marie.
Yes, you know,
I cannot talk on this crazy cell phone because some people can cut into that. They can't get into the phone I use for work, the 5920 phone. So now we're on that main phone. It's a house phone, and we're on that phone so we could go ahead and talk. And I
think
we're safe.
Okay, it sounds good. Well, we actually have several callers tonight, which is wonderful.
Great.
But I wondered if you could tell us what a conscious medium is, because a lot of people don't understand that.
Well, and because I didn't know there was any other kind for years, I will tell them when I was a little girl, quite small, and I would see something, you know, a lot of people's children see things, and they say, oh, there's Grandpa. I saw Grandpa tonight. They are, and people tell them, no, they shouldn't say that, or whatever they say, it's put down instead of trying to help them understand that their sight is in a child is very open. Some children, until they're 6 years old, like my cousin and I, my grandma started on a, Carl and I, when we were, I don't know, 4 or 5, and she would, we'd see something, and she'd say, now describe it, or this is why you saw it, or they come to give you a message, or they love you, and they want you to know that. But it was always a positive. And David, nothing comes from God. He is not evil. He does no harm to anyone. He is the epitome of divine love. And the reason there is so much chaos is because people don't carry divine love. They have love, but it's a physical love, or an emotional love. It has nothing to do with divine pure love. And the first thing we learned as little kids was that everything on earth, every plant, every animal, everything, all of us, no matter how upset mother could be, we were part of that divine love, and we were to learn to use that to understand people, to be able to not be angry, to not be hateful, to not hurt one another. And it just tears me up when I hear all this stuff. Well, God let these children die. He didn't do that at all. It's this mentality of the place that they're in, the people around them, the fear they carry, the anger they carry, the jealousy they carry. Those are the thoughts that create all of what's happening in our world today, in our country, in our children, in everybody. You can't take God out of anything, because if you do, you're not going to breathe. Somebody just asked me that today. I said, how do you think you draw breath? When my kids were little and someone passed on, I would say to them, look, you see there's a cup on the table full of milk? And when the cup is empty, you can throw it away. Or you can wash it and use it again. Right?
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Correct. Now, if when my cousin died, was an accident and passed away, and my grandmother said to us, she said, well, it's really okay because where they're going is beautiful, and they'll be able to talk to you when they get acclimated, and which usually takes sometimes a month, sometimes longer for people on the other side that want to talk to their loved ones, which I talk to a lot of people over there. And, in fact, I have a lady sitting in front of me whose son is on the other side, and the first time she came to me, he came with her, and she didn't know it. And I said, "There's somebody here," and he spoke, and so now she knows she can communicate with him. Well, that side has no jealousy, no anger, no hate, no pain, no suffering. It has divine pure love. Now, divine pure love, I keep telling people, I am sending you divine pure love, and they'll call him and say, give me a zap. So I give him a zap. What do I send him? I send him perfection. David, it's the only thing that you can send because it comes from God and it goes straight through you. When you were sick, I sent perfection. I sent it and sent it and sent it. There's nothing else to send because perfection would make us a happy, harmonious, healthy, and very, very constructive world. I mean, there wouldn't be this hate, this greed, this selfishness. There would only be divine perfection, which is divine love.
So that's what we need to send to heal the world.
That's right. I send it every day to heal the United States of America. But early in the morning, when I start my healings, it's about 4 o'clock, and I'm done by 5:30 because there are so many people. But I start right out with sending the United States of America divine, pure love and protection from all four corners in every secret place in the universe, because there are many plants in this universe who are there to assist us and help us, but we need to ask. God says, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Correct? How many people ask him and then take it away from him? They take it away. As soon as they ask for help, they talk about it. I don't have. I don't have. I can't have. So what happens? They don't get anything because they already took it away. When I say to him, I say, okay, Father, this is what I say. David, all joking aside, when I get ready to go to sleep at night, I say, okay, God, now I'm turning everything over to you. I'll pick up wherever you want me to in the morning. Whatever you get me to do tomorrow, I'm there to do it. And everybody laughs at me, and this lady across the table is laughing at me. She can hear you. And it's true, because he says he will not give you more than you can bear, right?
That's right.
So if you see everything you have done or experienced as a lesson, and it's neither bad nor good, but it's a lesson, and that lesson is something that you obviously needed, or I needed, or everybody needed.
Absolutely.
If we learn from the lesson, if we understand that the lesson is there and we learn, then we don't have to have it again. If you don't learn, it's like arithmetic, you know, when you can't add 2 and 2 and you keep getting 6 and 7 and 5, you have to keep working until you 2 and 2 and 4.
Yeah, so, and sometimes the lesson comes back in an even more challenging form.
It always comes back in a more challenging form because it means that you have to stop, look, and think. Allow yourself to receive. Every single person can receive a message from God. They call it an intuition. If you're driving down the road and all of a sudden you get the feeling you have to turn right and go another way, you're missing an accident. That's him sending you that way, right?
Absolutely.
I might be wrong. Go ahead.
How can people increase their intuition? Because a lot of people are out of touch.
This is how you do it, and this is what I taught in my classes. You get a little book, a little notebook, and when a thought comes to you, I can give you one. The other day, I was driving into town, and I heard the voice. My intuition was, I've got to stop at Fry's. I've got to stop at Fry's at the market. And I'm thinking, I've got to stop at Fry's. Okay. On the way back, I'm going to stop at Fry's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm not sure why I'm stopping there because I didn't get the words buy something. I just could stop at Fry's. So I kind of circled around, and I went back into Fry's, and I parked. And I'm walking into the store, and a man stopped me, and he said, you're the redheaded lady who saved my wife's life. I said, what? And I hear that once in a while. I said, what happened? And he said, my wife had cancer. And he said, she came to see you. And when she went to the hospital to be operated on the next day, she didn't have any cancer. And I said, wonderful. I never did hear from her, so I figured she was okay. But he said, how did you do that? I said, actually, I didn't do it. I told her what caused it. The minute she understood what caused it, the minute she forgave the cause, it disappeared. Now, that's how simple it is to get rid of a dis-ease. As soon as you understand that you are doing something that creates it, whatever that is, and I read auras, so it's easier for me to help her understand her. And he said, I just was overwhelmed when the doctor came out and said, your wife has no cancer. And he said, I sat down and cried. And then when she got dressed and come out, she said, I'm going back to Ada. I'm going back again. I want to do something else. And so she became a regular client, but what she wanted to do, you can guess what it was. She wanted to be able to heal. And anybody can do it if they do right. When they can't do something, they have to say, I don't understand it. I cannot do it. People come all the time, and I send them to a doctor because I cannot do anything because their negativity and their energy pattern is so strong, they're not going to, I can't help them. And there'll be four people standing outside that I could help because they want to be helped. But people are sent to me by their family, and they don't want help.
Now, so the desire has to be there.
The desire has to be there.
And they have to be willing to align with positive energy.
Correct.
To make changes.
You are what you think. Thoughts are things. And I taught a long class in that. I taught 10 weeks of that in my group for them to have their sight and read auras. Thoughts are things. If you think something, you will become it if you hold it in your mind. So that being said, how can you afford to be angry? How can you afford not to see positive? Okay, if I'm broke today, David, if there's no money in the bank and I don't have any money and I don't have any clients outside, you know what I say? I say, okay, God, now what is this lesson? What am I supposed to be doing now? What did I do? And then I just wait. And then I say, okay. In the meantime, we have to cover the rent, which is only about $1,100. But if you'll take care of the rent, I'll take care of the person. So guess what happens? Somehow or another, in the next 3 or 4 days, a client comes in, the money appears. And this lady across the table can tell you she's seen it happen here. And still sometimes doubts that God has the strength to do this. But it has happened over and over. Because when you do what you know is right and you give God the credit for that assistance, and he's always there. But you have to ask and you have to be grateful and you have to say thank you. You have to show divine love. You have to do that.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask, was about how important the gratitude piece is, because I believe in counting my blessings each step of the way.
Absolutely.
And I once asked a minister what the most powerful prayer was that you could say, and she said simply, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. If I come up to the street and the light has turned green, I say, thank you, God. That's a blessing.
I do, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's true. It is. I mean, people forget the little things. They take them for granted. But you can't take anything for granted. I mean, you just have to be grateful. And if you're grateful, you're not going to be angry or upset. I just did a blog on the answer to the question on healing. Now, it was supposed to be posted today. I don't know if it did or not. But if they go to the Golden Oracle, then they'll find it there. But the lady might not have posted it till tonight. I don't know. But it says these things. It says them. You know, because I have... Go ahead.
That's thegoldenoracle.com, folks.
Yes.
That's Ada Marie's website. It's filled with valuable information. And one of the things that I liked on it, pardon the interruption, was that you use affirmations. And I believe very strongly in the power of affirmations. And I've had some people that have really downplayed their role. What is your belief about affirmations?
I'm going to say it one more time, David. You are what you think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if an affirmation is being said, aren't you thinking it? Aren't you holding
it? Hopefully you're believing it, too.
And you're believing it, right.
Yeah.
You know, it's cold outside tonight. It's cold. It's like 40 degrees. To me, that's cold. Okay. Now, if I had somebody that was coming quickly and they needed help, I would say, come in and shut the door. Don't stand outside the door and talk to me. Come in the house and shut the door. Because the cold is not my friend. The cold is hard on me. So I don't think about the cold. I just make sure that I'm not in it unless I have to be. I was raised.
Well, you take care of yourself.
Yeah, I take care of myself, and I take care of everybody else. A lady came in the other day, and she had a cold, and she thought she had bronchitis, and I said, open your mouth. I dumped some kerosene under her tongue. The next day, she was fine. Her chest had cleared up, and her nose had cleared up, and she was fine. She went home, went to bed, and that's all it took. I got a remedy book. I have a kitchen cupboard remedy book that I just is finished as much as it can be, and it's in a loose leaf binder. So I charge. It's 62 pages of home remedies that we used on the farm, and it's $100 for that book. But it's got every kind of remedy you can think of in it.
How can people get a hold of it, Ada Marie? How can people get a hold of it?
Oh, they have to. Well, I take credit cards. So if they call in and give me a credit card, then I can, and an address and a phone. When people call me, they need to give their name and their phone number so I can call them back, because I have three phones, David, and these three phones keep working all the time. So if people are going to call me, they have to be kind enough to say their name and their phone number. I will definitely call them back, and I will definitely get the information. If they leave the whole information, I want people to know that I take credit cards, and do not put the credit card on my message. Wait until I talk to you personally, then I will take your card, and I will know that nothing will happen to it.
What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Call 520-896-9510 and leave a message with the phone number. They can email me too. I'm doing a television show on the BBC on April 26th, and some of the people in the UK, what does they call that thing? Skype. They Skype.
Oh yes.
I'm not very good at Skype, but I'm learning. So they Skype me, but I'll be doing a show there on the 26th and one in Australia. Later on, and I think that's in June, is it? I don't know. I can't keep up with them. But you know, David, it's wonderful that you are able to help so many people. I'm so thrilled that, you know, you have got everything in line and are able to really do a good job. That I'm thrilled about that. I'm happy to be on your show, and I'm happy to be working with you.
Thank you.
And if
Likewise.
You would say to some of my people how they could contact you, I would appreciate it.
I'd be happy to do that. Yeah. Well, we have several callers on the line. Before we go to the phone lines, I just wanted to ask you a question connected to how many people become disconnected to their spirits early on, disconnected to their divinity. And what are some of the best ways for them to reconnect and get past this feeling that they're just living in a physical world and forgetting the divinity piece?
Well, many, many, many homes, especially in today's world, they aren't teaching their children that Jesus existed and that there is another life, that nobody really dies. They just go to another world in another life, and they go on, and they may come back to this life if they have not made their ascension. They may come back to learn some more lessons. And everybody who understands the ascension would want to do it in one lifetime rather than go through all the junk. But
right.
The best way is, and it's golden. This is golden. If they are frustrated, if they are upset, if they are in tears, they should go into the silence. Now, to go into the silence, the way I teach going into the silence, is for a person to sit someplace by themselves without a radio or any sound, just the sound of the room that would be normal room sound, or outside where you have the sounds of the night or the morning, and be silent and not allow a thought to come into their head, just to be totally silent. And in that silence, which is very golden, if they do it long enough and often enough, they will be able to feel as well as receive a message. They won't know probably what the message is, but they will feel a warmth, and they will feel a sense of like they have no thought, like they cannot think. And the minute that ability to not think comes, they are receiving direct communication from God. Direct communication. Now, Grandma taught us this, and I know it don't sound like it makes any sense, but it does, because when there is no thought and there is no feeling, and you're just there in that golden silence, you are receiving, and sooner or later, more sooner than later, you will begin to have a change of attitude. The attitude will change. Okay, a real good experience was I was in a car accident, and years ago, I was 22, I guess, or 23, and I was taken to the hospital, and I smashed my face, and that wasn't too serious. So the doctor came in, and he said, you have cancer. I said, what's that? Because I'd never heard of it. I lived on a farm. I never heard of stuff like that. Anyway, mm-hmm. That night, a man came into a doctor. I remember this name, Dr. DeLuke. Sit down in a chair. He was an elderly man. He said to me, he said, how long have you hated your mother? And I started to cry. I said, well, my mother hates me. She never did like me. And he said, that isn't my question. How long have you hated your mother? And I said, well, I don't know. She just doesn't like me. He said, okay, now listen closely to what I'm going to tell you, and I will be back in the morning to see if you're okay. I said, okay, because my dad was strict, so having a strict parent, I could listen. He said, I want you to think of three things about your mother that are wonderful, perfect, that you really appreciate and love. Only three. So I said, okay. And he got up and walked out of the room. Well, I laid there for a long time. And my mother was absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. She had blue-black hair and green eyes, and she was beautiful. And she was very beautiful. And she was a very good cook. My mother could cook. She just cooked on the ranch. She cooked. Everybody came to our house to eat. Every drover that came through the area stopped to eat. And she was an excellent cook. And she was an excellent dancer. My dad and mother used to win every Saturday night at the schoolhouse. They would win the prize for the best dancers. And she was very pretty. And I thought, that's true, because that is Mama. That's what I know about Mama. And so I, somewhere along the line, I fell asleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, the doctor came in, another doctor. And he said, did you sleep okay? And I said, well, yeah, I did. After Dr. DeLuke left, I slept fine. I really like my mother. There's some nice things about my mother. And he kind of looked at me puzzled, and he said, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, we're going to take you down and reexamine you this morning. So I said, okay, but I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. And he said, well, I hope you're right. He was kind of being nice. And
mm-hmm.
There was nothing wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
When he examined me, I didn't have any cancer. He said, you don't have any. I said, you probably were looking at somebody else's pictures. He said, oh, no. But I didn't have it then. I don't have it now. I've never had it. But the truth was that, yes, my mother, I was hurt, and I was really angry with her. I didn't like her, you know. So that being said, I've been real careful not to dislike anybody. If they don't like me, I dismiss them and let them go. And let them go on their merry way. And bless
Smart
them as they go.
Smart idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before we go to the phone lines, would you be willing to share what you would be willing to talk to people about so that there aren't any misunderstandings?
Well, this is how I do, and I do this all day long. If someone calls me and I cannot answer their question, if it doesn't come because I can't listen, I tell them I'm not getting an answer for you. I am sorry, but I do not have your answer. Because
okay.
I will not make up an answer. Just like if I cannot treat somebody and I need to send them to a doctor, I send them to a doctor. I tell them you need to go see a doctor, a particular, you know. I don't care who they go to as long as they go to a doctor. But a lot of times I have the answer. I don't know what it's going to be, but this is what I need to say. If someone on the phone asks a question and they don't like the answer, I'm sorry. That's what I received, and that's what they're going to get.
Gotcha.
Got it?
Well, shall we go to the phone lines?
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Our first caller is Karen, and I'm going to mute my microphone so we don't hear the dog in the background as soon as we get her on the line. Karen, you're live with Ada Marie. Say hello.
Hi, Ada Marie. How are you?
I'm good, Karen. How are you?
I'm well. I'm loving you already.
Pardon?
I'm loving you already.
Well, I love you too. Your auric field is very, very good.
Yes,
what is your question?
I'm just loving you. I just feel so warm and just blessed, truly blessed to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to answer anything I can, if I can.
Absolutely. I'm actually looking to make some major changes in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking to make some changes in 2016. It's time for me to step forward on my path. One of them is actually leaving the job that I'm at now and stepping into something else. There's just been a lot of chaos around me, and I'm just wanting to step into something more.
Well, unless you have a secure position that you can go to, that you know it's secure, this is not the time to do it. It would
okay.
be mid-January or later before you would be doing something like that.
Okay. Okay.
What is your name again? Right, Carol?
It's Karen.
Karen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Now,
so you see,
Karen, if you want to give me your name and your first and last name and your phone number, I would
absolutely.
Be happy to call you and give you a pamphlet on what I'm talking about right now, because this is personal in your case.
Okay.
What's your last name? What's your
it's
last name, Karen?
The last name is Hauenstein.
Hauenstein?
Yes, H-A-U.
H-A-U.
E-N.
E-N.
S-T-E-I-N.
S-T-E-I-N.
Yes.
And you have a free 15-minute call. And what's your phone number?
My phone number is 857.
857.
222.
222.
0847.
0847.
Yes.
So call and make an appointment for your 15 minutes, and
I will.
We'll set it up, okay?
Oh, that's beautiful.
There's something for you that is very personal, so I don't want to talk about it on the air.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Okay.
All right, Karen. Thank you
All
for
right.
calling.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your energy. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
God bless.
Absolutely. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless
All right.
you.
All right.
Okay.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Michelle.
Michelle.
And I'm bringing her live. Michelle, you're live on the air with David Clark and Ada Marie.
Hello.
Hi.
I feel like I'm a clone of the last person. You know, it's like I appreciate everything you're saying, too, and it's very nice to hear you and your advice and everything. My question maybe is I feel like a little, you know, world weary at the moment, and I'm waiting for good things to happen. And I was wondering if you could tell me just something specific that is coming my way and is really good.
Well, if you're thinking really good thoughts and you're sending out really good thoughts, which you have been a little depressed and a little under the weather, it appears here that you've had a hard time being able to in this particular climate right now as we speak to be able to stay happy. You're having trouble with that. You're just sort of struggling with being happy. So I want you to say, get a pencil and paper and write this down.
Okay.
I like me so you can. I like me so you can. Now, did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, now write it 30 times. Now, don't do it right now, but write it 30 times. Read it with your eyes 30 times, and then say it 30 times or 60 times or 90 times. The more often you say it, the clearer your consciousness will become and the brighter you will feel. And many of my students, when they're kind of between in and out, you know, and they don't know which way to turn, if they say that affirmation and they do it in the morning and at night and during the day when they have time, they keep saying it, pretty soon you will see everything around you begin to change, begin to get positive, begin to bubble, and you will be going forward.
So I feel like, you know, at times, you know, you plant seeds and then you wait for the tree to grow. And I feel like I'm in this waiting time right now. And that's what's getting me a little, you know, anxious. It's not from my lack of planting the seeds, but it's, I just wanted a preview of the of the trees.
But honey, patience are a virtue, and many people don't have too much. But if you do this affirmation, it will come to you, Michelle. It will come. You believe me, trust me. I've had businessmen, CEOs of companies, and that's the first thing I tell them to do. And bingo, within a year, their whole life has changed.
That's the thing. It's the year. It's the waiting. Everything's waiting.
It happens. Inside of a year, you'll look back and see when you started and see all the changes you have made in that amount of time. It isn't going to take a whole year to do it. If you do it faithfully, it'll start working within a week. But you have to do it. You can't do it a little bit today and then maybe 3 days from now do it again. You have to do it. Right, Rebecca? Right. Lady sitting here who has been through this process has come out the other side, and she's doing wonderful. So I will say to you, do that, write it down, read it. You only have to read it with your eyes to get it in your consciousness. You only have to read it once. You don't have to read it every day, but you have to say it every day. You have to say it 30 times, 60 times, 90 times. One man would say it all the way to work and all the way home. And one day he called up and he said to me, "You know, Ada, my toolbox is empty. I'm ready to start over." I said, "Well, be sure you put good thoughts in there." And he went off to have a very good job. So if you do it, and it only took him about 3 months, but he said it all driving to work and he said it driving home. So he was really gung-ho to get change. You get what you ask for. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, just remember, God helps those who help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the
That's
one
right.
that has power.
You know, David,
we all have the power within us.
My dad used to say that. You got
well,
the
Michelle,
power.
I thank you for calling tonight, dear, and best wishes to you. I would suggest you follow Ada Marie's advice. She knows what she's talking about.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Good night, hon. Okay, I just have area codes for these other folks. I didn't have a chance to talk to you before we went on the air. I'm going to area code 781, and you are the only caller from that area code. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well,
thank you.
We're fine.
Say hello
to
Marie.
Hi.
Hi.
Excuse me, I have two toddlers who are still awake, so you might hear them in the background.
Okay.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I love this topic, and I always try to use affirmations. I guess I've been feeling a little, I have a 2 and 3 year old, and I'm pregnant too, due January 3rd with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling kind of, discouraged a little bit with, like, my career path. I mean, I know I'm a mom, and I'm really grateful for that gift and that blessing, but I've always been a very ambitious type of person who's always, wanted achievement. And I've done theater since the age of 6, and then I got into film acting.
Mm-hmm.
And I won, like, a Best Supporting Actress Award at a film festival in Atlantic City maybe, like, 3 weeks ago from a project I did last year. So that gave me a little encouragement, because this whole year I haven't done any acting work with my pregnancy, and I had a serious surgery back in April also. So, but I'm kind of, like, worried about pursuing that because it's not very, stable financially, I guess. So I've been thinking about going to, like, cosmetology school, like hair and makeup, to get a more...
That would be very sensible, because you're correct. The film industry is not stable. Never has been, and probably never will be, because there are just so many things there that, there are just too many things there to get in the way. So, but cosmetology you can always do. I mean, that's a given. And it gives you a sense of pride, too, to see somebody get up and feel wonderful about themselves after you've worked on them. So it's a nice occupation, and it pays well.
Yeah. Thank
I would
you.
Second
not-
the motion, because your creative ability is very good.
Thank you. And then sometimes I think about, like, energy medicine school, too, but I don't know if that...
Cosmetology
really...
is your best shot.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Megan. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're a sweetheart.
Okay.
And those
Have a good night.
Gorgeous.
We're moving on to Eric 312. And area code 312, what is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Tina, and thank you for taking my call.
Tina?
You're welcome.
Yes.
Okay.
I am not sure if you are giving healing today or not, but if you are giving people healing, I would like healing towards my back. I used to suffer from back problems, and then it got better. I had some angels visit me, and they showed me how to treat the back that's not completely healed. And I want to figure out how to go about healing the back completely. And I have been trying to. I have been practicing positive thinking too. So
that's a good thing.
Yes.
Your low back.
And I'm grateful, for everything that God has done for me so far, because I've come through a long way. When I started practicing positive thinking, things changed in my life, and now I own my own home, something that was almost impossible for me to do, because I used to stay home maybe continuously for 2 years, a year, and then when I find a job, it's only temp, and for me to own my own home, I don't even know. It's just because I changed my mindset, and I was thinking positive, and things started flowing in.
Okay. the only way that you can heal any part of your body, and I was stabbed 26 times and I am in perfect health, is to see yourself perfect. Stand in front of the mirror at night and tap your temples and say, I am in perfect health 10 times. Get up in the morning and do it again 10 times. And believe me, I have had clients who got out of wheelchairs and walked when they said they couldn't walk. And they just did that exercise for, some of them did it for 2 or 3 months, and some of them did it for 1.5 years. But if they did it faithfully every day, God came through. And you say, I am, and write it down, I am in perfect health. I am in perfect health. And do it over and over and over and over and over. And say it when you're walking around during the day. When a pain comes, say, I'm in perfect health. I know I am. And be specific and be determined. Right, David?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you will come right out on top. I'm just fine. And I didn't go back to the doctor. I was in the hospital 30 days. When I got out of the hospital, my grandma, my great-grandma, was still alive. I called her up. I said, what do I do now? And she said, you're slightly damaged, honey. You better call your aunt because you'll have to have her help you. So I said, yes, grandma, I am damaged, you know. And my right arm was hanging, and they told me I wouldn't be able to use it, and I couldn't use my thumb and my first finger. And I said, I can't do that, doctor. I have to have everything back again. I need my colon back. I need my lung back. I only took one stab wound in the heart. I need my stomach back. I had 5 stab wounds in my stomach. And I sat in front of that mirror every day. Every day. That was on Friday the 13th of October, 1972. And today, it is the 15th. Or the 17th, maybe it's the 18th of 2015, and I'm fine.
And I insist
every day when I look in that mirror, I am in perfect health, and I never have stopped doing that, David. I have continued to do that.
That's beautiful. I had a heart condition and a lung condition, and they are gone.
Right.
They are.
So you know.
Amen.
Anything is possible, Tina. And
yes.
All you need to do is believe, honey. That's
thoughts
it.
Thoughts are things. Remember, thoughts are things. And what you think is what you get.
True. I believe that.
Yes.
I really do.
So, Tina, just
thank
do
you
your
so
own
much.
Thinking.
Because I am in perfect health. I am in perfect health. Thank
Good.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
I,
you, Tina.
I'll zap you for that.
Thank
I'll
you.
There
right
you go.
There you go.
Okay, Tina, have a beautiful evening. God bless.
You
hon.
Too. Thank bless you.
Okay.
God bless. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're not going to be able to get to everybody tonight, but I have area code 443. You are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi there. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. My question is, lately I've been feeling this heaviness energy-wise, and I think it's most likely related to a relationship I'm trying to end. And I'm just wondering, what else can I do to get back to grounding myself and just feeling more light where I can manifest again? I was doing really good at that for a while, and then I just feel this heaviness. I've been eating sweets and things I shouldn't be, and I just want to get this off of me.
Okay. Take a cup of salt and a cup of baking soda. Put them in a warm bath, as warm as you can stand. Get in the tub. Take a towel to cover your exposed knees or shoulders. And stay in the tub for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Get your head under the water at least 3 times. When you get out of the tub, wrap yourself in a soft robe and go lie down.
Okay.
And when you get through with that, you'll have got washed this, like the song says, I washed that man right out of my hair. You will have, that's what you've done.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I will try it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And Anna, okay. Call back and let us know, okay?
Yes, I will. I'll let you know how I feel. Thank you.
Okay, great. And just to let folks know, I broadcast on the air now 4 times a week. I'm on Sunday, Monday, Thursday, and Friday nights, all at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, I'd like to have you back again as a guest again, Ada Marie.
That would be fine. Right now I'm buried in some stuff, but we can talk later, and I can look at my schedule and see what I'm doing, and then
okay,
I can let you know.
That's
you know,
fine.
I don't know from one day to the next, but thank you for having me on, and we talked to some very nice people, and I hope I've been helpful.
I trust that you have been. Everybody seems to have been very appreciative. Do you have time to take one more call?
Yes, I do.
Okay, this number I recognize. This is Diana. I'm bringing you live. Diana, you're live on the air.
Hi, David.
Hi,
sounds
Diana.
Like
how are you?
I'm fine. I didn't know you were on tonight, so I came in late. But you know that I did that mirror this week, 3 weeks ago. I fell down so hard, I hit my head on the cement. I wouldn't go to the hospital. A police car saw me and wanted me to go to the hospital, and I wouldn't. I knew I wanted to get home to my own ice packs and my mirror so I could insist that I am in perfect health.
Absolutely. And you are, by the way. You
for
actually
that to,
are.
To sink in. Yeah.
Right.
So, but I did see a doctor, like, after the fact, a couple weeks later. I just wasn't going to go to the hospital.
Right. Did he tell you you were okay?
No. He told me to go to another doctor and get some x-rays, that he felt like there were some fractures. He was a radiologist, but he also ran a wellness clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I haven't been back. I haven't
but
been
x-rayed. But you don't have any fractures.
I believe in instant healing, but it seemed
well,
like
you
I
got
had
it,
to reconvince.
The reason you got an instant healing? There's a reason, because you had been practicing perfect health.
Yes, and I believe
you know?
In, and even since child, I believe in instant healing even since childhood. So
yeah.
There was like nothing that was going to change, no matter
right.
how bad it was. It
right.
took about 3 days to sink in, though, to sink into my higher self and to my body.
Right.
So, you
well,
know,
it was right there in your higher self. It was your human self that was having a hard time grasping it.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Well, yeah, the other way, my human self. But it took hold because you can't. That's a belief I won't change. If you believe something so strongly when you're 4 years old, people can't change it. Because
well,
I saw things
pretty,
when I was
it's,
4 years
it's
old.
Pretty
that was
hard.
It. Yeah. So that was it, and I'm so glad I tuned in, even though I was late, just to hear a big confirmation.
Well,
thank you, David.
Well, thank you. It's always wonderful to have you on the show, Diana. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right. You
nice
have a beautiful night now.
You too. Okay.
Well, Ada Marie, it's been a joy to have you on the show tonight, and I wish you perfect health, and I'm sure I don't need to wish you that. It's just a
well,
feeling from
I
my...
Well, I will absorb it, whether I need it or not. I will absorb it, David, because
okay.
people don't send me something that I don't absorb, like a sponge.
Well,
we
want to absorb those positive things, and I love what you were saying about negative people, that you just send them on their way. And don't you believe it's important to bless them as you do that?
I bless them all the time. I don't just bless them once. Every time they come into my mind, I bless them and bless them again. I
yes.
just stay out of their way so I don't have to deal with that. You know,
yes.
if they've proven to me that they're nasty and they're going to be negative, then I make a big circle around them so I don't have to come into their presence. Because there's nothing that we legally have to come into somebody's presence because they want to, you know, they want to take us down and make us feel worse. We don't need to do that. We have the right to walk on the other side of the street and stay away from them.
And, well, it boils choice, doesn't it?
Yes, it's a matter of choice. Don't try to make them like you, because all it's going to do is make them treat you worse. So, you know, just do what you do. And that's what happens. I mean, I just don't understand why people say, well, I'm going to help that person come to God. It's impossible. They have to come on their own. All these wonderful goody two-shoes that are going to make something happen to somebody else, it don't happen, David. It doesn't happen. The person has to come to that place on their own. Then you can support them.
Well, I think that's an important message. You know, the only person that we can change is ourselves.
That's right.
And so many people are busybodies and trying to meddle in other people's affairs. And, you know, it's no wonder they drive themselves crazy, because it's impossible to change somebody else unless they want to do it for themselves.
Right. David, I would like to introduce you to the lady sitting here listening tonight. Because she has had a wonderful experience, and I'm going to introduce you to Rebecca. Rebecca, this is David.
Hello, David. Good evening. This is Rebecca speaking.
Hi, Rebecca. It's so nice to hear your voice. You sound so calm and serene, and I appreciate that.
Yes, we need that in this world, don't we?
We certainly do, and, you know, it's amazing how we are all mirrors for each other, and that what we put out is what we tend to get in return. And like Ada Marie was saying, if somebody's putting out something that we don't want, it's time to let go.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we've all had a chance to learn those lessons, you know?
Yes.
We think we're in hot water when we're learning the lesson, but then we grow and we've been changed, and then we've reached a higher level of existence. And
Absolutely. Well, it's a joy to meet you over the phone, and, you know, once again, I want to thank Ada Marie. We're coming up on the end of the hour, and I wish you Godspeed.
Oh, thank you. This is the first time I've heard about your program, and I was listening intently to the people that you brought on your show and hearing parts of their stories, and I was very happy to hear Ada working with them. I've known Ada now for about 4 or 5 years now, and she worked with me in two really miraculous things. I had a son who had died, and I had a mother who died when I was 10 and I hardly knew her. And I was sitting around a table with Ada, and without exaggeration, one night she just said to me, she said, Rebecca, she said, your mother and your son are here. Would you like to talk to them? Well, I was so shocked, I literally had no words for a little while, you know, and I had silent tears just running down my face, and I thought, how is this possible? And like the young girl inside of me who didn't know a mother since I was 10 years old and all those other years, you know, wanted to speak to my mother. And what was so funny, I even had reactions of, oh, my God, my mother knew this and my mother knew that.
Ah.
A little girl hiding something, right?
Uh-huh.
And then at the same time, my son, who had a terrible misfortune and died at his own hand, and that was such a shock to me that I really had to do a lot of work to keep my mind from going. And he came. And he came with lots of joy. And he came, and Ada Marie was able to tell me that he had been received and he had been let out into a life where he was going to do rescue work for people. And this was how he was honoring the life that he had just finished, and he was going on to a new life. And
isn't
these
that
were
wonderful
things that I had never seen or heard about before. And I studied with Ada. And it is wonderful, David. I didn't mean to dominate the conversation. I just had to
tell you. No. I'm glad to hear what you had to say.
Those are two very, very special moments in my life that have changed my life forever, you know, and they keep you believing in going forward, because we all have our days. We all have our days,
yes.
And we're wondering, why is this happening to me now? You know,
uh-huh.
That kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, that's when we fall victim to that why question, which keeps us spinning in circles, doesn't it?
It does. You really do spin, you know. Even if you don't like dancing, you learn how to spin very fast.
Yeah. The what question is a lot more constructive.
What's happening to me now, you mean, yes.
Yes, and what can I do about it?
Well, and then you have to remember to open your mind to guidance, to ask for some answer from above, you know. Because
yes.
They'll channel right through you, you know, and you will receive an answer. May I ask how long you've had your show?
Just 2 years now.
Okay. And,
yes.
It's just interesting to find out a little bit about how you got involved in this kind of work, you know.
It was serendipity, actually. I had been a guest on somebody else's radio show talking about one of my books. And when I wrote a new book, I came back to them. And when they asked about the subject matter, they told me, you've got enough material to do your own show. And I said, really? And I had never considered it. And I talked with this person some more. And they were very affirming. And I thought to myself, you know, I can do it. And by golly, I did do it. So I've been doing it for 2 years now, and I'm broadcasting 4 times a week, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
I can hear in your voice that you love it. Yes, I can hear the joy that comes from doing it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So tell me the name of your show, please.
It's called Different Strokes for Different Folks.
Oh,
and if you have a pencil handy, and I can also communicate this to the people that are listening, they can look up the upcoming shows and decide whether or not they want to tune in. Do you have a pen handy?
I do.
If you go to blogtalkradio.com.
blogtalkradio.com.
/ Author David Clark, spelled with an...
Is it a forward slash or a backward slash?
It is a forward slash.
Forward slash, and then it would be David Clark, you said?
Author David Clark, spelled with an E. Yeah.
Okay, 1 second, David Clark. Okay.
And at present, I am booked up through the end of the year. As I mentioned, 4 shows a week, so... You can look through, you can scroll down through the upcoming episodes and see if any of them appeal to you.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, that's excellent. Yes.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you, Rebecca, and thank you to all the callers tonight.
Oh, right. And I'll let you say goodnight to Ada now here. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
It's also been in my joy, too, my pleasure. Hold on.
Oh.
Hi. I'm happy you
Hi,
spoke
Ada.
With me.
Thank you so much. So it's been a wonderful show, and I'm very grateful to have you on it.
Well, and I'm grateful to be on it, and I'm grateful that you talked to Rebecca. It makes me feel happy. Huh.
Yeah, she sounds like a wonderful woman.
She is. She's like an angel.
Yeah.
So that's a wonderful
Well,
one.
With that said, we're going to come to a close.
And so... Let everybody know that they are blessed, that God has blessed them, whether they want it or not.
There you go. And if you don't mind, I'm going to put out your phone number for people in case they're listening and didn't write it down before.
Okay.
I'm going to give them the number that you've already put out for Ada Marie. It is 520-896-9510.
That is correct.
And I wish Godspeed and a wonderful night.
And you have a wonderful week, okay?
Thank you. I'll do that, and you do the same.
I will.
So now
okay.
We can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds.
Correct.
We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we allow it to be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
That's correct.